Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday to each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Monday, so I've got a great guest co-host with me. His name is Matt Rothschild. He is the host of Wisconsin Forward, a podcast you can find on the Civic Media website, but also everywhere that you like to find your podcasts. It is fantastic, if I do say so myself. Matt and I are very happy to bring to all of you our special guest this Monday, Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, political scientist, lawyer, and good thinker, and more important for these purposes, a good explainer of things. We've been talking this half an hour about Stephen Miller's seemingly offhanded comment late on Friday that maybe the Trump administration will wave its magic wand and suspend habeas corpus. Something that entitles every single person in this country, if they are detained by the government, to be brought forward, literally the very physical body, their body, brought forward into a court so they can challenge the basis under which the government is detaining them and depriving them of their freedom. Let's listen to what exactly Deputy Chief of Staff and Chief Domestic Policy Advisor to the White House, Stephen Miller, said on Friday.
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article 3 courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article 3 courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch, the courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well too. So all of that will inform the choice that the president ultimately makes. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So much there, Professor Schwaber. Let's start with this concept of, well, as it relates to immigration, Article 3 courts and judges have absolutely nothing to do here at all whatsoever. They might as well just pack up their crayons and go home. This is just the exclusive province of the president and the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Kristi Noem. I explained this on Friday. That's hogwash. It was the process that is within the executive branch as to the individual hearings related to immigration status. It was thought to be too burdensome in the Article 3 courts, but that the Article 3 courts, of course, retain jurisdiction over fundamental constitutional questions such as the suspension of habeas corpus, whether or not that would be constitutional, such as whether or not detainees pending deportation are entitled to due process. They are. Professor Schwaber, please give people a more fulsome explanation since you are the expert here and I am but a mere radio host these days.
Well, I hate to be snarky.
No. Please do. We do a lot of snark around here. It's welcome.
You know, a few years ago, I had a standard line when talking about things that politicians or political officials say was, well, would this, you know, be a pass? Would this get a passing grade on an exam in a first year law school class? Stephen Miller's comments wouldn't get a passing grade in AP government high school class. So we're at a whole different level. And the problem is, if you say something sufficiently wrong, it can take a long time to unpack it. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me just dig in. First,
it's so wrong, you need many minutes to explain.
That's the problem. You know, and that's actually one of the things that the Trump administration does. And it does things that are so radical and so bizarre. It is much easier to say something extraordinarily wrong than it is to explain all the ways that it is wrong. And in court arguments, they use this as an actual affirmative legal strategy. We can come back to that if we have time, but there are some really interesting examples that caused me to think that this is a deliberately chosen strategy. But let me back to the subject. So what Miller is referring to is the fact that there are what are called Article II courts. Article II is the executive branch. Immigration matters were turned over by the statute, as he correctly states, passed by Congress to these special executive branch courts. And as you said, precisely for the reason that there were just too many of them. For the regular, ordinary, what we call Article III courts, that's the federal court set up by Article III of the Constitution, to handle. That's all fine as far as it goes. But to save time, let me just go back to the early 1980s when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in one of the most important separation of powers cases in our lifetimes called INS versus Chadha, that every law student knows. The key terms there is INS. The Immigration and Naturalization Service was involved in a case. The question for the court was the interaction between the president and the Congress with respect to a ruling by an immigration court. And the U.S. Supreme Court, an Article III court, ruled on the question of the constitutionality of that arrangement. That should just make this all go away. Yes, it is true that the adjudication of individual immigration cases are handled by these special Article II courts, but questions of constitutional law, separation of powers, due process, anything arising under federal law or the U.S. Constitution is, under Article III, part of the jurisdiction of the federal courts, which lead ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court. Habeas corpus is very specifically part of that.
That is Professor Howard Schwaber. I've got a fine guest co-host, Matt Rothschild. I've got a fine guest. We are dissecting all of the myriad ways that what Stephen Miller said on Friday is incorrect. And let's get into what Professor Schwaber discussed, which is they get it so wrong that it becomes nearly impossible to unpack and explain. That is part of the Trump administration's strategy, specifically in courtrooms. You're going to want to keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.